It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religious or politics, it usually puts a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television like the wives of Atlanta or basketball wives. And the name of the top of this show, the topic of the show today is the ability to successfully position the mind as a key. Scripture that we will be coming from is 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. But at this time, right now, I would like to open up with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to keep our sick ones and the brokenhearted ones and the shut-in ones in our love, to let them know they're not alone. And this I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. If you doesn't get any God words and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people cry for help or become cold-hearted to other people. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. People say, if I could go back into the past and change time, in reality, you cannot. But realistic, you must go back in time and change your childhood fears, would have been implanted in your mind from someone else's pain, so that you can stop the emotions that's suppressing your joy. Until you fix your clock in life, you will not be able to press past to the next level. See, we all have that time in life we can't let go. If you had a bad experience in life, it may have been somebody said something to you or did something to you, beating on you a lot, or sexual abuse. Every problem that happened when you was a child, it interfered with choices and decisions you made. You lose sense of self. Life isn't easy to deal with the hurt and the pain that arise when you are a victim of mistreatment. Uncontrolled anger can cause you to take action that you will regret. If you let yourself be consumed with resentment, you become as helpless as a hooked fish. One of the best ways to deal with trouble, talk to a person who went through distressing challenges. Confiding is often the first step toward emotion healing. If you can't bear a face-to-face talk, try writing a letter or speaking over the phone. But what if the hurt just won't go away? Remember this. Although you can't change what happened, you can change your reaction to what happened. Do not let yourself be conquered by the evil. But keep curbing the evil with the good. This is the thing that keeps your heart unlocked so you can live. Do your mistake causes you to feel miserable? If so, remember, Paul, he was a disciple of Jesus. He said, when I wish to do what is right, what is bad is present with me. So let that be the example and a role model all life. Read some of these stories in the Bible. And when you say to yourself, if I can't live up to the perfect ideal person, why try at all? Because God's chosen ones had flaws too. Some was fornicators, murderers, adulterers, spreading lies, but they kept fighting off the correctness of their ways. You may well have been disposed to rage, perhaps because of the influence of a family environment or other factors. But what you do with that rage is within your control. The question is, where do you want to be when it comes to your emotions, in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? Others have learned to control their anger. Their anger, and so can you. But you didn't have to walk around like a stick of dynamite looking for a fuse. Do you lose your temper? Never, every week, every month, every day. Who is most likely to make you lose your temper? No one, parents, others, schoolmates, siblings. Drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied until you eliminate hostility. Pour out your heart from justice and trials and tribulation. The struggle is real. God took the shield from circumstances so that you can grow. To gain freedom from the influence of this world is to render the difference between the now and the past. It's a terrible thing to live without love, the conscience that will die until you step over into love. Powerful emotions are involved. Are you willing to overlook past wrong? Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. We let circumstances convince ourselves from reaching our goals. We contemplate on the fragments of our life and let people torment what we have in our hearts. Stop catering to the weakness. Take back your control. Take charge of your life. Intrude your presence upon this world. When things begin to change, that when people will become a threat to your confidence. Only then you are rendered a stable place. Bad impulse dominate our lives and forbid us to see clear. We embrace in the confidence of silence to deliver us from the tendency to engage in the battle of something positive. We are disillusioned by all the broken promises, and some have betrayed people's confidence and exploited people love. Time and time again, people are promised much but receive little. It's not difficult to understand why people become skeptical of any promises. Of course, many people doesn't have a reasonable balance to deal with whatever they confronted with in life. People look for other people's weakness to make themselves look stronger. You can't be two people at one time. Sometimes we try to become our pain, so we try to manifest our weakness as a strength. So many people choose weakness to get out of the task that God has for us. That's why we don't achieve our goals. There's so many empty quarters people with nothing with nothing in them anymore because they became confused. We have the prospect not only to live forever, but also to be loved forever with the right attitude toward God's mercy. Through my observance of people, I realized the misconception when some people look for attention in other people because they can't get it from who they need it from. So they tolerate being ignored because they feel like the person harnessing bitterness in their life. So they are so forgiveness of this person to the point that they desire to make them happy by trying to take away their emptiness. But in the process, that's what they took out themselves. Their happiness is gone. So then you rely on other people to put it back in you. Stop measuring yourself against other people. Avoid becoming paralyzed with fear. Hold fast to what is fine. Be determined to please God. The walls in your life is there for protection against people who claim to love you, but people use sly promises, insincere expression of affection to devour someone. God make you recall. He shall never leave you, neither desert you, nor leave the overwhelming task. But sometimes we ask, when can I see my storm die? God tell us, can't succeed on our own. You have to stop being afraid and engage what distracts us from fear. You abandon steadiness, strength, self-control. Your doubts are growing. This system is too complex. You will need to be courageous to survive, and my spirit is what you need. Be proud of who you are, how you fulfill all that your heart yearns to do, how the worst moment or the worst day of your life became your determination to eliminate dissatisfaction of the spirit. You must imprisonment anything that contradicts your potential. You must adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. Avoid distraction, unpleasant experiences, unable to measure up to love. Keep your sense in all things. Display goodness. Receive it in a kind manner. Become all things. Eliminate dissatisfaction of the spirit. The key to true freedom is independence from other people's opinion of you. Encouragement must be between your heart and mind. Only then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. Fear is here to fulfill your emptiness, not your need. You have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. It starts with self-commitment, how to put strength into your confidence. Only then you are able to outrun any bad situation in life. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I am your host, John Lowe.
Tell one more person. If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, no searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory. To you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing. To your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone. God alone. mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You plumb the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone, your God, your God, and Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now run to the King.
Who fell from grace? He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, he's supposed to be a man of the cloth. See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. Ooh, so glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong. But I'll pick you up then, step you off, and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. Oh, God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, he didn't let me go. Oh, oh, when I messed up, he ripped on my soul. Now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to VelderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show on Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard God Didn't Give Up On Me. And before then, You God Alone. The topic of the show today is the ability to successfully position the mind as a key. And the scripture that we will be coming from is 1 John chapter 4. And verse 18. And the topic of the show is the ability to successfully position the mind as a key. And what good is a key if you can't unlock nothing with it? So let's read the first scripture of today. And that's 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love throws fear outside, because fear exercises a restraint. Indeed, he that is under fear has not been made perfect in love. I would like to say that we accept all genre of music, is gospel, hip hop, pop rock, country, etc. We are hip hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. If we have anybody out there that's online that's would like to call into the show, you're welcome to call into the show. And the phone number to the show is 213-559-2995. If you would like to call in to the show, you can call to 213-559-2995. Hip-hop, we have a new segment. It's Hip-Hop National Honor Roll. We recognize the kids for all the hard work they do in school and a great job. And like I say, we want to recognize the kids for all the hard work, what they're doing. This week, Hip-Hop National Honor Roll, I would like to honor a certain young man that this young man is my neighbor. His name is Shad. He went to the doctor last week, and he's about 11 or 12 years old. He found out that he had cancer. So I would just like to recognize him and let him know that, you know, Hip Hop National, you know, recognize this young man, and just want to send our love out to this young man. That's Hip Hop National Honor Roll guy who we recognize in this week. His name is Shad Streeter. But getting back to the topic of the show, you know, the topic is the ability to successfully position the mind as a key. What good is a key if you can't unlock nothing with it? So you must have to be able to unlock decisions when you have a key to precisely move your mind, you know, precisely to make decisions in life. You know, some animals have been created with a remarkable ability to hibernate and survive the harshness of a cold winter in an extended period of food shortage. As people, we have some of these traits. We put ourselves to sleep. We hibernate who we are on the inside because we are beneath other people's opinion of us. So we become like the dead leaves that's fallen off the trees. We just lying under the pile of the leaves and waiting for someone to rake them off of us. As your fears absorbing moisture beneath the dead leaves, the soil has been nourishing you with life, waiting for growth. But fears is smothering your life, overlapping you without a way to manifest your greatness. You haven't discovered yet about yourself because it wasn't no one to encourage you what you long to become. You know, without sunlight and water and regular love, you will not grow healthy in life. Without someone to see the life there. But we live in a time where people who may have good intentions, but who lack the power to carry them out. The reality is that many people do find it very difficult to put faith in anyone promises. Whenever I think about these two words, dedication and dedicated, I think about missionaries, how committed they are, how steadfast and unmovable their hearts. Now, we sometimes get these two words mixed up. People get married. That's when they think the work is over. But that's when the work starts. The marriage only symbolizes your dedication. Being committed and putting in the hard work, that's what shows how much you are dedicated. The reason the missionary fascinates me, see, some of them come from rich backgrounds, never wanted for nothing in life, went to the best school, and had everything given to them. It was something in them that tell them, don't be selfish. Help those where the need is great at. I get so puzzled with that great act of love because I've seen people go from nothing to everything, but everything to nothing and deal with it and deal with that circumstances. I'm talking about going to places like Africa where General Idi Amin, by a dictatorship that caused turmoil for millions and results in many thousands of deaths. Love is the only thing that compelled them to leave the comfort of their homes. And much self-discipline is needed to take on this assignment. Love is based on a higher principle. Each day we have an opportunity to encourage and strengthen our preoccupied hearts. Do we want to be like Jonah and run away from your assignment, or like the missionaries who contended with obstacles, like the justification from politics or politician chaos, eruption over power and control? See, General Idi Amin did abandon any religious teaching because he thought they were spies. Torture was also coming if you got caught teaching and being a missionary. There was many military roadblocks. Shooting, robbers was coming, especially at night. When darkness fell, not one person was to be found out on the street. Everyone remained at home hoping and often praying that the night would pass without a uninvited visitors, because nightfall greatly increased the risk of assault. Still, they would go out and still do their work. I guess they asked themselves, how can they ban what is in my heart? They truly enjoy gratifying results. Why can't we over here in the United States take time out of our life and be like the missionaries? Help deliver the poor ones and the afflicted ones from oppression and violence. So many innocent bystanders get killed from gang-related shooting in our streets. Our little babies get killed, and all that it was going to get was taken away. Never have a chance to taste life, but cut short from someone else's pain. If we take time to be zealous and not jealous, we can have impact on people's lives and move them to make changes in their lives. We must be eager to anticipate in the time to intervene with circumstances to show how suddenly bitter experiences can to go through, fleeing from troops that went on a rampage of killing, looting property, and shooting people.
John, please forgive me. I kind of cut you off by accident.
All right.
So you can continue. My apologies.
Okay, I can go back or?
Yeah, if you can recap, because I just messed you up. I do apologize.
Okay, then. All right, then. Well, what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. But what I was talking about is, you know, about the missionary life and how the danger they had faced and they go through when they was over in Africa. And how can we over here make changes in our lives? If they can do it over there, we can definitely do it over here in the United States. So that look like our street. Don't that look like our streets over here in the United States, while there's a lot of shooting, looting, and killing going on?
Absolutely what what's happening here. John, you also got a call. I'm going to bring that caller in for you, okay?
Okay, bring him on.
Caller 727-239, please state your name and where you're calling in from.
Hey, my name is Little Swampy. I'm a rapper. I'm starting up. And I want to know if you guys know what I can do to become a good rapper. Do you guys rap, or do you guys just talk about hip hop?
Oh, actually, if you would stand by, we definitely will give you the nuts and bolts of what we do and how we do it here.
Okay.
Usually Monday and Tuesday we have talk shows about the industry of music that educates.
Oh, okay.
We got a sermon on, and I thought maybe you wanted to participate in what he was saying, because John was just talking about, in Africa.
I didn't know.
Say it again?
I didn't know you guys were, like, talking like that. I thought we were talking about, like, other stuff, like rappers.
Yeah, but not today we're not. Basically, tomorrow we will be. So you can definitely call in then. We do support the unsigned community music. You can upload your MP3 at hiphopnational.com. But definitely.
Okay, so I can upload one of my songs?
Yes, upload the song.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah,
I'll do that right now. Yeah.
But it got to be clean, Joe. Let them know it got to be like nice, clean, like a clean version.
Hey, Dad, no, stop. Dad.
Okay.
Okay.
Just continue. Let me not just interrupt. I'm going to take you to a quick break, and then we'll recap, okay?
Okay, then. That'll work.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This is TV. facing every day. That's why I pray every day that I be forgiven for everything I said and everything I did. How can I turn my back on God after all he done? I know I should have been dead, but God let me live. And every day that I wake, I'm praying up to him. Black clouds in the air, I can sense death. Riding around with the devil, a big piece of metal. Got to get it off my mind, the devil's too clever. I got to get it off my mind, the devil's too clever. I got my hand to the sky, reaching for the Lord. I need your helping hand, Lord, help me out.
Of the Holy Ghost, yeah, and that's God, you see, so we stay with the B-I-B-L-E, yeah, yeah, 'cause say it's me, and holy is he, so he deserves to be the king, yeah, and on his wings is we, yeah, the G2G, cause we give the glory to he, yeah, and never take it for keeps, yeah, when we float our peeps with a harmony speech, yeah, we aiming to teach, yeah, and not aiming to please the people, but aiming to please God, so we get on our knees and pray for everyone needs our Father, please. It can't spell USA without us, say. And there's no Y in team of the words that we say. Every day we live for the J E S U S. Believe we, believe He, for He is a Lamb. And believe me, cause serving I am. I'm in Christ, yeah, a new creation. Yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating. Yeah, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:1-7, you see, I practice on the teachings, cause my future is for preaching, yeah, so I study my Bible, no more looking trifle, no need for a rifle, yeah, I say I'm done with that, so when I say I'm strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back, yeah.
That I wanna be closer to my King. That I wanna be closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be. Hey, closer to my King. Ooh, that's where I wanna be. Closer to my King.
I'm trying to tell you how I was in this cold world, but so was lost like a bunny or a small squirrel. I had to find them, had to get closer to my King. Now I lift every voice and it's my way to sing. Not the ladies, not the idols, he a true King. Not the watches, not the rings, or the small bling. I mean everything, yeah, that's what he is. I gotta live right, a temple for the kids. Jesus using me on his battlefield. I'm closer to my King, so he my battle shield. We the next Barack or the next Oprah. He's my guiding light, not the soap opera. I was living wrong, mine always gone. Then he touched my screen like an iPhone. Saint John, my new home, it's my resident. I live to see a black president. Now it's possible to be anything. Get closer to the King, he can help you, man. I didn't know at first till I read the book. Then he put me up like a fishing hook. Get closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you hearing me, people can't you see. Anything possible, look at G2G. We the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, get closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left, he gon' pull you right. People get together, we gotta join as one. We another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. Get closer to the King, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my King. That's where I wanna be.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partners, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Closer to My King. And before then, you heard I Pray. And the topic of the show today is the ability to successfully position the mind as a key. And you don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. People will hate you, rate, and break you. But how strong you stand is what makes you. There's winners and there's losers. Winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible. See the game, and see the possibilities, and make it happen. Losers say, losers say it may be possible, but it's too difficult, and see the problem, and let it happen. Weakness is a choice. Nobody cares about your excuse, and nobody will pity your procrastinating, and nobody is going to cuddle you because you are lazy. It's your butt, you move it. Motivation is what gets you started. Good habit is what keeps you going. Strength does not come from winning your struggles. Developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender, that is strength. I think about the meaning of pain. Pain is personal. It really belongs to the one that's feeling it, and probably the only thing that is their own. If you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. The walls in your life is there for protection against people who claim to love you. But people use sly promises, insincere expression of affection to devour someone. Empowerment is the key to handle assault of destruction. The man on top of the hill is not as hungry as the man climbing the hill. There are some people who live in a dream world, and there are some who face reality. And then there are those who turn one into another. It's not the knockdowns that define us. Reaching your goal doesn't prove what you made of. Not quitting when you get discouraged along the way. While one person is hesitating because he feels inferior, the other is busy making mistakes and becoming superior. A great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. If it is important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. Suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regrets. I'd just like to say that Hip Hop National got a new segment, and it's called Hip Hop National Honor Roll. But this week honor roll, honoree is this guy named Chad Speeder. He's from my hometown. He's my neighbor. He's about 10, 11 years old. And his mother took him to the doctor last week, and they ran some tests, and they found out that he had cancer. So I would just like to recognize this young man and let him know that Hip Hop National family send their love out to the Speeder family, and to ask them to, you know, keep their head up and be kind of strong. But right now, I would like to end the show with a word of prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to keep each other built up and keep each other in each other's thoughts and love and prayers at a very hard time in our life right now. And it's so critical because every time we turn around, something bad is happening. I would just like to ask you to release all your love to the street of family and to the young man named Chad and let him know that you're still loving God. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. And everybody, have a great Sunday.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.